Welcome to the 23rd episode of Egg Timer Philosophy, a podcast where philosophical ideas are scrambled up in about 5 minutes. On today's episode, we will consider the relationship between time and experience. There have been some past Egg Timers that have explored issues of experience, but time is a new topic for the Egg Timer, and this episode won't be the last time either of these topics get some attention. For this episode, the specific focus will be on a passage from Robert Persig's Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. Now, this is a terrific, philosophically rich book that moves between complex philosophical topics and a father's trip across the country on a motorcycle with his young son. I can't recommend this book highly enough for anyone who wants to take some deep dives into some great philosophical topics, as well as explore some great literature. One of these deep dives takes place on page 250 of the 2005 white paperback HarperCollins Modern Classics version of the book. Persig's original copyright for the book was in 1974. Now, quoting Persig directly, "You can't be aware that you've seen a tree until after you've seen the tree. And between the instant of vision and the instant of awareness, there must be a time lag. We sometimes think of that time lag as unimportant, but there's no justification for thinking that the time lag is unimportant, none whatsoever." Persig continues directly here. "The past exists only in our memories, the future only in our plans. The tree that you are aware of intellectually because of that small time lag is always in the past and therefore always unreal. Any intellectually conceived object is always in the past and therefore unreal. Reality is always the moment of vision before the intellectualization takes place. There is no other reality." Now, there's a lot going on in Persig's ideas here, so let me break things down a bit. When we have an unqualified experience, we have what Persig calls an instant of vision. This is an atemporal experience, an experience before time has entered the picture. Call it the initial flash of experience. But really, calling it anything will be a problem because language and logical thought are both temporal in nature. So whatever it is won't be able to be explained completely by anyone, myself included. Now, after we have an experience of vision, time enters the picture. Our neurons start to fire, and we engage in an intellectualization or reasoning process, and then we encounter experience in a way that Persig calls the instant of awareness. This awareness allows us to say and understand something like, "Ah, there, I see the tree in front of me." But where this gets really interesting is that Persig suggests that this experience, where time has been added to the mix, produces something that must be and necessarily is unreal. It produces something that is now past, and the past is nowhere to be found in reality. So we end up with a deep contradiction here, involving just about everything that we call our experiences. The necessary ingredient of time that is essential to form awareness from experience of what we take to be real ensures that reality cannot be had, or to put another way, is gone from our experience before we ever have it. Time tricks us into thinking that we can use experience to grasp reality. But this cannot be the case because time and temporally based experience destroy the only thing that is real, according to Persig, the instant of vision that precedes or underlies all temporal experience. Now, one way to think about this really tricky idea is to think about the difference between an experience and an experience of an experience, or we could say in a fancy way, a meta-experience. You probably think that you've had millions of experiences in your life, but maybe you actually haven't. Instead, maybe what is going on is that you've had millions of meta-experiences, experiences of experience. Only after time, as well as logical and linguistic inference, has mediated your instant of vision. But if Pirsig is right, none of those meta-experiences that you likely just labeled as experience can be of reality. They are all unreal, or to put another way, can't be the types of things that represent reality as it is. So then it's natural here to ask, how do you have an experience of reality as it is? Well, the first thing to do would be to cut time out of the equation. Whether this can be done by human beings is an open question. But when you cut time away from experience, you lose a lot of other things. For example, you would lose reason, you would lose logic, language, and even freedom from the experience. You are left with only that without the this, or any form of inference which flows from the underlying thatness of experience. Now, many in the Western philosophical tradition, since the ancient Greeks, especially Aristotle, have stressed that reason is the essential ingredient to understand reality. But if Pirsig is right, and the past is unreal, and all reasoning involves the element of time, then we get things tragically backwards. Or Western thought since Aristotle has gotten things tragically backwards. Reality is not achieved through reason, it's killed by it. Or to put a little bit less dramatically, reality is hidden once we use inference to engage in reasoning. This is exactly why many in the Buddhist tradition, especially Zen, stress spontaneous experiences as a way of understanding reality and are skeptical that reason can lead to genuine insight about reality. It's not that these folks think that reason or logic or language are bad things. It's just that such things can never get us to the underlying thatness that constitutes the real. Using reason to find thatness would be like using a knife to eat soup. There's nothing wrong with the knife. You just can't eat soup with it. I realize that some of the ideas on this egg timer will seem very strange, especially to many listeners whose background is primarily in the Western intellectual tradition. There can be a strong temptation to just say that this talk of experience outside of time is just incoherent, and that all experience must take place within the bounds of time. It is possible that this is true, and that all human experience must take place within a temporal framework. As I noted earlier, it's an open question whether human beings can have experiences that are unmediated by time. But either way, holding the view that experience absent time is impossible or incoherent doesn't demystify anything about the mysterious nature of experience or reality. The unmediated thatness which underlies all experience is still there, regardless of whether or not a person thinks that it's possible to uncover this through experience. By saying we can only experience in a process which involves inference, from that to this, tells us nothing about the thatness which underlies and underwrites all inferential or time-based experience. It is a waving of the white flag and not a solution to the deep and vexing questions surrounding time and experience. Until next time on Egg Timer Philosophy, wishing you good philosophical vibes.